Welcome to Money for Life with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, Robert Stanlick. Advice to build and protect your wealth and your money for life. Money for Life is sponsored. The views expressed do not reflect those of KRDO staff and management. And now, here's your host, Robert Stanlick.
Good morning and welcome to a special edition of the Money for Life show. Robert Stanlick with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners. Today we are going to have a very special edition. I'm in a secluded hideaway because a little later on in the show, I'm going to tell you the secret and what is going on with these markets, what drove the market down, much the way it happened back in January. So you don't want to miss this. It is my latest conspiracy theory. Again, it's my own personal opinion, but I think it's a darn good one. So you'll want to stick around to be sure and listen to this. I'm recording this late Thursday evening because I wanted to take a look at the charts and what was going on. And as is a close Thursday, we saw the Dow almost hit 2,700 going back to about October 1st. And then we dropped down and closed just below the 200-day moving average, broke down below it, and then came up and closed just underneath that. We see an ugly MACD chart with a reversal down. But again, if you go back and look at what happened at the end of January and February, you're going to see a lot of similarities with this. The Dow was down about 1,300 points over the last 2 days. Let's take a look at the S&P 500 and see if that chart looks any better. It was kind of a strange week because we saw the Russell be the first one to have a sell-off, followed by the NASDAQ and then the large caps. The S&P 500, it peaked out at not quite 2950 going back to August 1st. It broke through the 50-day moving average on, looks like, Tuesday, fell big on Wednesday. Thursday broke below the 200-day, but actually came back to close just a touch above it. So we've seen the washout. We've seen the fall on the Dow and the S&P. If we take a look at the NASDAQ, I think we're going to see something very similar there. We saw it fall a little bit later, and it took out the 200-day moving average on Wednesday. Thursday, it started out right at the 200-day moving average, fell down to about 7,300, closed at 7,329. Another big shakeout. We tried to see a little bit of recovery, but remember the NASDAQ is market cap weighted, and Amazon, a big part of the NASDAQ, really has taken a big hit in the last week. I mean, this stock, oops, I guess it'd help if I typed in the right stock symbol there, but this stock was over 2050, I believe, going back about a month ago. And I'm pulling that chart up now to take a look at it. We hit just under 2050 going back to September 10th. It broke through the 50-day moving average, looks like about October 3rd. Its big collapse again was Wednesday when it fell from 1850 plus down to 1750, went below 1700 a day, came back up and closed at 1719. Its moving average, though, is still a ways down at 1638. So Amazon, we could see a little bit of a bigger pullback on this. And I've got to go to the futures market. It would have been early Thursday morning. The Dow was down over 400 points. Oh, it was about 2:33 o'clock in the morning. And then it looked like we'd rally about 1 o'clock. We were actually looking pretty good. The NASDAQ was positive. And then the sellers stepped in again right at the close to really take a hit on this. What are some other stocks we want to take a look at? Let's look at Apple. It was down big time in the pre-market trading. And as I said, I'm in an undisclosed bunker, so my computer is working a little bit slower. That stock was about 233, October 2nd, somewhere in there. It broke down to the 50-day moving average, which was 218 on Wednesday. Then bounced down to about 213 to close at 214. The MACD on this isn't nearly as bad as what we've seen on Amazon. 200-day moving average is a good 18, 19, 20 points below at about 198. So for follow-through on that, it could be a lot farther to go. Netflix was a stock that got hit very hard this week. So I wanted to touch on these. Let's look at the Russell 2000 to get an idea of what some of the small and mid-cap did. The impressive thing about the Russell was Wednesday was actually a better day than the rest of the markets. But man, this is ugly. This goes back to October 1st. And I actually put on my Facebook page, if you go to Robert Stanlick, RM Wealth Partners, I put posts on there with some charts and stuff throughout the week that you could follow, and talked about a little bit of the Russell breakdown a week ago. And that broke down from its 50-day moving average of 1692. On Wednesday, it blew through the 200-day moving average. It closed at about 1578. Went down to 1546 today to close back up at right at 15, probably let's call it 78. So that's really kind of the first one we've seen a decent bounce of out of the major indexes so far. Now, if you're concerned about your portfolio, don't panic at this point. This thing hit so quick and so fast in 2 days that the old saying is, you know, watch for a dead cat bounce on this. But do start planning on, okay, if you think a bear market's coming or there's big changes coming in the market and you want to shift to more of a value style, put your shopping list together. Put those stocks, put those ETFs, put whatever you want to invest in, get a shopping list. And if we get a pullback, I mean, just looking at the Russell 2000, the cat ought to bounce back up to that 200-day moving average. So that's almost 45 points that you could see a pretty quick rally on. And then you maybe want to start making some decision. If it gets through that 200-day moving average pretty easily, the next resistance on this one's about 1660. So then you can start planning out, and if you know the style that you want to go into, you have that ready, then you can start making market changes. Now let me get into a little bit about the conspiracy, and you'll understand what I'm talking about by not trying to panic out at the bottom with this. This coming week is options expirations. Yeah, I believe it is. And what happens there is all the option prices reset and we start working on November indexing prices for futures contracts. Now, you've probably heard of the plunge protection team. You've probably heard about, you know, the Federal Reserve stepping in and buying, whatever the scenario or whoever it is. Somebody has been driving the market, and I think it was 2 years ago, if you'd go back and look, about every quarter we'd have about a 6-8% sell-off and then the market would rally. Well, if you're familiar with how futures works, if you're buying futures, you're buying the right to buy it at a lower price, and if it gets higher, then you can sell it at a profit. If they consistently run higher and higher, the cost for those options or premiums gets more and more expensive. And my thought is, in this conspiracy, and again, this is my own thinking, Jim Cramer did kind of hint about it a little bit today on in a Yahoo post. But if they continually buy futures contracts, it gets very expensive for him down the road. So at some point, they either sell them off early, then the market sells off because they're such a big player in it. Then when the next round of options comes up, it's cheaper for them to buy it, support the market. Market starts to move up and everybody goes, okay, the market's turning up, I'm going to buy, and that runs the price up even higher. This is what I think happened back at the end of January. We saw a rally from February, the end of February. It took us all the way to October to get back to that all-time high on the Dow Jones. Now that we're there, we've got options expirations. We're seeing a big reset. I mean, the Russell was in correction mode, down almost 10% from its high, and that was just at September 10th. So we will see a huge reset in futures prices as the future contracts roll over into the November deal. So at that point, let the markets kind of reestablish its footing. And if the go-go stocks that you've been investing in, the NVIDIAs of the world, the Amazons, the Netflix, the Facebook's, well, Facebook has been actually been taking a hit. We'll get that pulled up here real quick. And you want to move into some more conservative type stuff, dividend playing stocks, although they've had somewhat of a problem because of the higher interest rates. Get that portfolio put together and get it down on paper and have the commitment to do it. I've got a shopping list for clients that I started emailing it out to them the first part of the week, saying, you know, when we get a pullback, these are the things we want to be able to pull the trigger on. Go. We're going to be looking at them on Friday and possibly Monday morning to start stepping in. You want to do it in a disciplined manner. We've got some great private money managers that also follow some of the same similarities. If you're interested in those, you can visit the moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com, and just click on the contact link there, and say you'd like to know about the money manager programs, and we can get together. And the beauty of this is, you see the goofy guy on TV and on some of the internet ads with the big ears that says, if you have $500,000 to invest, I have a better way for you. I've got a program that allows you to get into private money managers, diversify anywhere from 3 to 50, and it has very low minimums of under $50,000 that you can spread across all these managers. And great strategies in there. There's a one manager that trades the VIX, the volatility index, so we can add that in as kind of a defensive play. There are other managers that are 100% tactical, that can go to 100% cash, go 100% equity. We've also got other programs that if you just don't want to lose money, we've got some programs that can guarantee that as well. So give us a call at 400-6516, 400-6516, and we'll be happy to sit down and discuss it with you. Also, we can talk to you about why you want to invest in stocks. And a lot of people don't realize that, but think about it for a second. Let's say that you just sold a business or you inherited $1 million. Well, typically what people would do is they want a return on that money. A lot of people would open up a business, tie up that cash inside their business, but take the return off of it and live on it. Well, the stock market was basically created to allow you to put your money in established companies, take the earnings that they make off of it, take the dividends that they make off on it, and use that as your cash flow coming in. It was never designed to be a high-frequency trading market that it has become now, or so driven by futures contracts. It was designed for long-term investors to be able to invest along with, you know, the big blue chip companies of the world. The high frequency traders actually give you more liquidity in this. You just have to understand the pattern in what's going on and have the patience to wait it out and go through it. Having said that, there are some technical supports that if we don't bounce above, then maybe it is time to move to the sidelines, move to some cash, some alternative investments, like I mentioned with the private money managers. But remember, you're in it for the long term. If you need cash in 6 days, you don't want to buy a stock and think that you can sell it at a huge profit in 6 days. So having said that, I mentioned Facebook. Here's a stock, you know, we've heard of all the privacy issues and the hacks that they've had. They were at about $218 a share going in at the end of July. They closed at $153. Now, this is an ugly chart, and it's a great point where you see this huge gap down. It rallied, and then it had one, two, three, four consecutive sell signals in there, and now from the end of September through where we are today at October 10th, another drastic decline on there. So these are the types of things that you need to watch when you're investing in this, looking at the overall market, digging into the charts of the market, then the sectors and the individual stocks, or if you want to start with the stocks, then go to the sectors, then look at the overall market to develop your plan. That's the type of strategy that you have in going in with this. Now, I've taken up a lot of time. We typically have Mary Thorne come in and talk a little bit about what's going on in the real estate market. If you would like to talk with her, give us a call at 400-6516. 400-6516, or visit moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. You can go to her bio, click on the information there. We did see the 10-year pull back today. People were in buying it. Hopefully we will see interest rates back off a little bit. But I'm telling you, at the rate that that these have gone up, and this ties in with kind of what happened with the market, the Federal Reserve and Jay Powell raised rates, and then Chairman Powell made a couple of really just bonehead statements. The first one was, you know, he continued to see rate hikes go up. He took the accommodation language out of the minutes. But then he said, you know, we can even overshoot this and we're going to be okay. And you can't say that as a Fed chairman. It spooked the market and you get what we had today. But he has definitely signaled that he's on board for higher rates. And this is a case where, you know, if you're looking to refinance, do a purchase, Mary has talked about doing loans, improvement loans, that type of stuff. You want to get a hold of her now, get something locked in, get your strategy lined up with, you know, where you could lock your rates in. Talk to her about some programs that you want to see, either purchase, refi, or improvement loans. And don't hesitate on this. We're coming into you know, kind of the hot time for the market. We've got earnings starting next week. We've seen a few companies come out and warn about, you know, geez, higher interest rates may have hurt us. The dollar being strong has hurt us. But we still are expecting strong numbers from these companies. And the Fed is talking about three more interest rates hikes in 2019. So don't delay and don't procrastinate. If you're looking at doing a move with your mortgage, whether it's buying another property, trading up, moving down with your house, now's the time to get in touch. Mary can work with you, get you that pre-qualified letter, get everything in place so you can you can make the move, have confidence. If you do want to put an offer in a place that you are pre-qualified and ready to go, so that makes your offer look so much stronger. I invite you to give her a call. You can find her information, her email, her phone number at moneyforlifeshow.com. moneyforlifeshow.com. And so much of our businesses are overlapped with how interest rates work. The biggest part of it is higher interest rates isn't good for her business, and it's not good for mine either, because the higher interest rates move, it makes it harder for stocks. They have to compete for people's investments. If they're competing against a 5 or 6% 10-year treasury, people that are happy with that number move their money into bonds, and that causes stocks to sell off. I will say that if you are kind of worried and would like to lock in some decent rates, we have a fixed 5-year annuity that's paying 3.8%. Nothing fancy, nothing, you know, no whistles and bells, but it's guaranteeing 3.8% for 5 years. That's not a teaser rate. It's 3.8% for the next 5 years. Then if you want to just leave your money in, it'll continue paying that. It's guaranteed not to fall below 3, or you can take it out after 5 years. If you need money in between, you can actually pull out 15% a year without penalty. So if you are wanting to put some money under a mattress, that is a pretty decent option that we've seen out there at 3.8%. Visit moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. And in the little message board that we've got in there, just say I'd like some information on that 3.8% rate, and we'll be happy to get that out to you. If you'd like a review of your portfolio, I've mentioned before the planning software, the forecasting software that we have, and one of the scenarios that it runs is, what if the Federal Reserve goes too far with interest rates? We put your portfolio in there, and then based on the economic criteria that they see, they will give you an impact of how your stocks would react to higher interest rates, either moving higher or moving lower. This program is so powerful. There was actually the Atlanta Fed chairperson met with this company about 8 days ago to go over exactly how they were forecasting, some of the tools that they were using, some of the measurements that they had built in, and they were very impressed with how this stress test scenario works. So if you would like to have this tested on your own portfolio, give me a call, Robert Stanlick, 400-6516, 400-6516, or again, moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. Be happy to go over that with you. You can click on the link with Mary and get in touch with her. If this has put too much stress on you and you think it's cut some years off your life, we also can get you hooked up with Michael Muir, the estate planning attorney. He will do a free complimentary review of your current will or trust that you have. If you haven't got one, he'll explain how they work, when to do a will, when to do a trust, and help you set up with that. And then he's also got great prices for Money for Life Show listeners. So again, visit moneyforlifeshow.com, and in the comment section or the message section, just tell us what you'd like to have us look at, whether it's Mike with estate planning, Mary Thorne with the mortgages, or if you'd like a review of your investment portfolio, or would like more information on that 3.8% 5-year fixed annuity. You only have to be in it for 5 years. You can pull out 15% a year with no penalty, and it's going to pay you 3.8% for those 5 years. We've got plenty of other fixed rate options out there. If you're nervous, if you've got a CD maturing and would like to find a place with a little higher rate to roll it, we can shop. the brokerage CD market of the entire country, run you a rate report on that to show you what's available from different banks all across the country. We can run the rate reports for those. Just understand that CD brokerage CDs are a little bit different. I'll explain that to you if you call in or request more information on that. But it is an option to take a look at. Next thing I really want to emphasize, what I talked about earlier, is get a plan ready. You know, this is typically moving into the best time of the market. And the old adage of go away in May, come back sometime after Labor Day. I heard a guy talk about it, and he says it's really come back the first game of the World Series. So that is coming. We should start to see strong improvement in GDP and corporate earnings. That usually hits really strong in the third and fourth quarters of the year. So you want to be positioned for that. You want to know, okay, if this market bounces back and I just can't take this volatility, what type of investments can I go into that I know are going to have less volatility? That's where that stress test program that I mentioned, again, a Federal Reserve head of a Federal Reserve actually went in and visited with them and picked their brain on how they developed the scenarios to test these things. So this is a very powerful program, and it's available to my clients. I use for their portfolios, and I can run a stress test for you on yours. And all you have to do is visit moneyforlifeshow.com, and just say you would like your portfolio stress test, or give us a call at 540-0740. Wow, that was a fast half hour. Again, if this market's got you a little worried, or you're looking for ideas, hey, where's some places that I can shift to maybe catch a bounce on this market coming back? Feel free to reach out during the week. The number to call is 540-6516, 540-6516. And be sure and visit moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com, or my Facebook page, Robert Stanlick, RM Wealth Partners. I post a lot of charts and information on there that can help kind of navigate you through and maybe give you a little peace of mind during the week if the markets get a little bit shaky. So, hey, have a great weekend. Watch for opportunities in the market, and we'll be back next week here on the Money for Life Show.
The opinions voiced in this radio show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations. Individuals should always consult their own tax or financial advisor regarding their specific financial situation before acting on any information provided. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Genos Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.